Manu Patra alerts dated the 3rd of July 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the central government to publish the draft Environment Impact Assessment (EIA) notification 2020 in 22 official languages. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain the plea challenging the imposition of domicile reservation in National Law School of India University, Bengaluru. Bombay High Court has disposed of a batch of public interest litigations raising concerns regarding lack of facilities for proper treatment of prisoners lodged in various correctional homes during the current pandemic of COVID-19 after concluding that most of the suggestions proposed by the petitioners have been accepted by the state. Allahabad High Court has quashed the non-bailable warrant issued against former Member of Parliament Jaya Prada by Additional District and Sessions Judge Rampur in connection to a complaint registered against her for making derogatory remarks against her political opponents during the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Gujarat High Court has expressed concern that legal awareness is required as young boys who themselves are not major, many a times without realizing the consequences of their act, or many a times actuated by frenzy of youth eventually label themselves as offenders in the matters of protection of children from sexual offences, POCSO, Act, 2012. Telangana High Court has observed that although the government may claim that it is doing all that it can do to contain the spread of COVID-19, but the data supplied by the government, and the information available in the media bulletin, and in the press, reveal a disturbing picture. Punjab and Haryana High Court has clarified that if any judge faces technical problem during hearing of cases via video conferencing, the proper course would be to bring the same to the notice of the Registrar General of the High Court. Chhattisgarh High Court has refused to grant interim relief to Alok Shukla in the Enforcement Case Information Report, ECIR, registered against him for money laundering. Madhya Pradesh High Court has sought the response of the central government to a petition challenging the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Ordinance 2020, which suspended the initiation of corporate insolvency process with respect to defaults which have occurred after the 25th of March 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea seeking establishment of a system for re-registration of all documents in order to dispense with the physical presence of all the parties. Delhi High Court has directed the centre as well as the Delhi government to submit written submissions on the controversy of whether Lieutenant Governor of Delhi can unilaterally appoint Solicitor General, Additional Solicitor General, and other councils of central government to represent Delhi police in a matter concerning cancellation of bail. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to clear the pending urgent proposals on the digitization of district courts in Delhi within 2 weeks. Delhi High Court has directed the Aam Aadmi Party government in the capital to set up a helpline where healthcare workers can call anonymously to complain against private hospitals or nursing homes not providing N95 masks and personal protection equipment kits. Madras High Court has directed the state government to continue with its police well-being program in collaboration with National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, Bengaluru, as per plan for a period of 5 years, by allocating necessary funds for it. Allahabad High Court has ordered that all the accused persons, whose bail applications had been allowed subsequent to the 15th of March, 2020 but had not been released due to non-availability of sureties amid the lockdown, may be released on execution of personal bonds. Allahabad High Court has asked Additional Advocate General Manish Goel to seek instructions from the Uttar Pradesh government regarding reopening of nursing educational institutions in the state. Karnataka High Court has raised doubts about the maintainability of a petition seeking to transfer the sedition case registered against 19-year-old student Amulya Aliona to the National Investigation Agency from the state police. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the bail conditions imposed by a court should not be so onerous that they prove fatal to bail. The court has said that the condition of bail should be easily compliable so as to not defeat the bail itself. Orissa High Court has observed that trafficking of girls is an offence more heinous than drug trafficking, but ironically less stringent. Calcutta High Court has passed an interim order restraining the Punjab National Bank from declaring a borrower as a willful defaulter. The court has stated that in the circumstance of a pandemic, a balance between convenience and inconvenience should be the primary guiding factor to declare a defaulter as willful defaulter. Rajasthan High Court has dismissed a petition to initiate criminal contempt proceedings against Bharatiya Janata Party's national spokesperson, Prem Shukla, allegedly for insulting Justice S. Muralidhar. The court has observed that the remarks were made during the course of a debate and were not deliberately intended to interfere in the administration of justice. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has been closed until the 10th of July, 2020, after two members of the staff tested positive for COVID-19. Permanent Court of Arbitration, in Hendrik Alexie case, has unanimously held that India is entitled to claim compensation from Italy. The court has also held that the Marines are entitled to immunity in relation to the acts that they committed during the incident of the 15th of February 2012, and that India is precluded from exercising its jurisdiction over the Marines.